eternitatem veroch et substantiam. Quando quidem omnis infinite concipi possunt, nihil eorum pati possunt.
Isi, clemencia!
Eorum conceptum destruamus! Prosus carin, medicam insaniunt qui substantiam extensam. Ex partibus, sive corporibus ab invicem realiter, distinctis conflatam, esse, pultant. Perin, de enim est axi quis ex sola adizione, et co, servazione, multorum, circulorum, quadratum, o triangulum, aut quid aliud, quod essentia diversum conflare studiat.
Tu, su,
che,
su.
As an example of what we call electroacoustic music, we're hearing a piece for large ensemble conducted here by Clemens Heil. It's an interesting piece of music. Electroacoustic means that he's combining an acoustic ensemble with an electronic sound tapestry that he's created on his own, using sometimes found sounds, using sounds that he's created with software. In this case, it sounds he's created with software. It's a really, really interesting and otherworldly sound. Not surprisingly, as computers have become ubiquitous, composers have become very interested in combining sounds that can be made and manipulated using a computer with acoustic instruments. We heard Sarah Maria Sun as the vocal soloist there, and Clemens Heil was the conductor, again, an electroacoustic piece by Catalonian composer Luis Codera Pusso. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. Today's program is going to feature all Catalonian composers, five composers from the Catalonian region in Spain, all of whom work with electroacoustic tapestries. And this is a bit of a preview show because I'm helping them put together a concert in New York as part of the Electroacoustic Festival of New York City. So this is kind of a personal show for me as well. I know a lot of these composers. I've been going to Spain myself for the last several years, working in Barcelona, but also working with the Sirga Festival, which is an incredible festival put on by composer, arts entrepreneur, all-around great guy, Joan Bajas y Rubi. And the festival for Sirga is electroacoustic music from around the world. It takes place a little bit in Barcelona, but what's remarkable about it is that his idea is actually to put it in the towns that dot the Mediterranean coast in Catalonia, the small, small towns, to bring this music to people who would never get to hear it otherwise. I think it's a remarkable idea, really wonderful thing that he does. And it's been really fortunate for me that I've been able to go a couple of times. In fact, the first time that I went to Flix, it was a really great experience. I took the train down the Mediterranean coast. It's a beautiful, beautiful train ride. I got to Flix. It was early evening. Somebody picked me up. We went straight to the first performance. So we go up this huge hill, actually kind of a small mountain. And at the top, there's this amazing castle. We're overlooking a river valley. Somebody puts a cold beer in my hand. And I go in for the first concert. It's all this wild, wonderful, really experimental, fun electroacoustic music. And I thought, wow, this is heaven. This is the place to do a music festival. And I've been working with them a lot ever since then. which is really an interesting thing because we cover a lot of composers, we cover a lot of festivals here at Relevant Tones. I have been very fortunate to get to travel, but oftentimes you just go to the festival, you have one experience, and then that's it. But really with Spain, there's been this incredible continuity. I produced a concert of music by many of these Catalonian composers in Chicago. Now I'm helping them in New York. They've done some of my music in Barcelona and in Flix, the small town where the Sirga Festival happens. I mean, it's just been this incredible ongoing collaboration, really, really exciting. And so today's program is really a bit personal for me as I play music of composers that I admire quite a bit. And I will tell you, if you know anything about Catalonian visual art and painting or sculpture, say Joan Miró, Pablo Picasso, or Antoni Tàpies, I mean, this is some pretty wild art, right? These guys are not afraid to push the boundaries. Well, the same thing is absolutely true of the music. So today's program is not for the faint of heart. We're going to enter some really interesting soundscapes. We're going to really push musical boundaries on the program today because the Catalan region of Spain is a hotbed of musical experimentation. First up is a piece by composer Octavi Rumbau. It is called Cantica Bassia. We're going to hear Umps and Jip. We're going to hear them a little bit on the program today. Umps and Jip, weird name for an ensemble, right? Well, it's the initials of the performers. We're going to hear Ulrike Meyer-Spohn on recorder and electronics, and we're going to hear Javier Hagen. He is singing as a tenor and a countertenor and also manipulating electronics. Here they are to perform Cantica Bassia by composer Octavi Rumbau.
Thank you.
It's music inspired by a religious text set here by Octavio Rumbau, who, as you can hear, was not content to just set it, voice and piano, a very traditional setting of a religious text. No, he's taken the text, especially the idea of sin, guilt, redemption. The text is about the Virgin Mary, the ability that the Virgin Mary perhaps has to wash away the sins of the world. And he's taken this idea and really transposed it into an otherworldly sonic landscape. I mean, what an incredible sound he gets. Those are only two performers, although they're performing with electronics. We're hearing a group that calls themselves Oomps and Chip, which is the initials of the performers Ulrike Meyer-Spohn, recorder in electronics, and Javier Hagen, tenor, also countertenor, which is pretty incredible. What a range he has as a singer, and he's also manipulating electronics live. So what that means, if you're manipulating electronics live, is that you are mic'd, whether you're singing or whether you're playing an instrument, it is mic'd, and it's going through a laptop computer, and you can actually manipulate it live. You can loop it, you can add effects to it, delay, distortion, all kinds of things like that, live while you're performing the piece. So again, that is Cantiga Vacía, which basically means empty song, by Octavio Rumbau, the first of our pieces of electroacoustic music by Catalonian composers. You know, when we first started 6 years ago, we were really thinking of ourselves as reporting the news. We would travel to festivals, we'd report what we saw, what we heard. If somebody won a Pulitzer or a big prize, we'd be there. We'd try to do some trend spotting, identify things that are developing in the contemporary classical music world, where they might go. Over the years, we've kind of gotten into the midst of it, and we're producing some of the things that we cover we've actually created, which is perhaps not so surprising, considering that I also produce a lot of live events with Access Contemporary Music. I do a lot of international collaborations, etc. But this Catalonian project has really bloomed from 3 or 4 years ago when I first met Joan Bajas y Rubi. I mean, it's really bloomed until now. And so it's an interesting, I think, development or even morphosis, a change for the program. I use that word morphosis on purpose because it's a word that's very important to the composer Joan Bajas y Rubi, who I'm going to feature right now in a piece called Metamorphe. This idea of change, gradual change over time, is really important to the composer. We're going to hear that in this piece. It's also for Oomps and Chip, but used in a completely different way than the previous composer. So here they are again, Ulrike Meyer-Spohn, recorder and electronics, Javier Hagen, again, this incredible singer. What a range to sing tenor and countertenor. I mean, the tenor range alone is already a pretty big range. So to add the upper notes of the countertenor range, and he'll also be manipulating electronics in the piece. This is called Metamorphe. It's about 11 minutes and 33 minutes, and just let it kind of wash over you, because the way that it develops, I think, is pretty incredible. Music of composer Joan Bajas y Rubi.
Thank you.
That's music by Joan Baez y Rubi, a composer living in a small town, Flich, Spain. Well, he also teaches in Paris. So a couple times a month, he takes the train to Paris, teaches composition, and then back. Joan lives in a very small town in Spain called Flich. It's more or less on the Mediterranean coast, and it is also the home of the Sirga Festival, an annual festival of electroacoustic music. I've been lucky enough to go several times. It's a really, really incredible experience to hear this music, not only in the castle at the top of the town that overlooks the river that flows nearby, but also in this very old church at the center of the town. It's just an incredible place to hear this kind of music. And on today's program, I'm featuring musicians and composers who are part of the Sirga Festival, and I've worked with them for many years now. I did a concert of their music in Chicago, and now I'm helping them to put together a concert in New York City. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. My theme today is Catalan in New York. Several electroacoustic composers, really avant-garde composers from the Catalan region of Spain, who will be presenting a concert of their music in New York City as part of the Electroacoustic Festival of New York. To subscribe to our podcast for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, or if you want to get a complete playlist of everything we've played on the program today, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. I'm featuring electroacoustic music by five different composers from the Catalonian region in Spain, all of whom were featured recently on a concert in New York City as part of the Electroacoustic Festival. And I had the good fortune to be a bit of a co-producer of that concert and kind of help make it happen, which is really exciting because I know some of the composers personally. I've worked with them. I've been able to go to Spain several times. And it's also fun for us at Relevant Tones to kind of be in the thick of things now, not just merely reporting on classical music news, but to be making them happen, which is a lot of fun for us. And I said at the beginning of the program, kind of half jokingly, but half seriously as well, that we're entering definitely an interesting sonic landscape. I mean, these composers in the Catalonian region, they are really experimental. I think really fun stuff what they're doing. Again, if you think of art, sculpture, dance in that region, it's always really, really genre breaking. I mean, just really pushing boundaries. And that's certainly the case in the music. And again, it's all electroacoustic music. As I said, also, computers are ubiquitous now. The software is very, very cheap. There are more composers than ever adding electronic parts in their music. I mean, you can basically use almost any timbre that you can think of if you can create it in the software. And what we're hearing is both what we heard in the first part of the program, where you have performers manipulating elements of the music live using electronics, but also the old-fashioned, what we've been doing since the 20s at least, which is what we call a tape part. And yes, we still call it a tape part, even though, of course, we're not using tapes anymore. But what it means is it's a prefixed part that the composer creates. It's the electronic parts. And then if you're the performer in your score, you've got all of the instructions for how to play the piece with the tape. And it's really difficult because, of course, the tape is not going to look at you like a real musician will. It won't wait for you. It won't cue you. It's just going to do its thing. So you've got to basically memorize the tape part. But you get some really fun music, certainly in the case of what we're going to hear now by Joan Arnau Pàmies, a Catalonian composer who's also currently finishing his doctorate at Northwestern University. This is a great example of a piece for solo instrument with prefixed tape part, in this case, baritone saxophone. Here is Joan Martí Frasquier to perform. The piece is called 18 by Joan Arnau Pàmies. Thank you. That's a piece for solo instrument and a preset tape part or electronic part. It is by the composer Joan Arnau Pamies, and it is called 18. The performer here was Joan Marti Frasquier playing baritone saxophone, which is already a pretty incredible instrument. I think the Barry sax and the bass clarinet, these are two personal favorite instruments of mine. And then to hear it with that tape part, wow. Some pretty incredible sounds. What an amazing musical imagination that the composer has. One of the five electroacoustic composers I'm featuring on the program today from the Catalonian region of Spain. The last piece I want to play on the program today is by composer Mateo Malondra Flaquer, who lives on the island of Mallorca, just off the coast, the Catalonian coast of Spain. So still part of the Catalonian region of Spain. And Mateo writes some pretty complicated music. A lot of the stuff that I've heard is for solo instrument. It's what we think of, at least in the United States, as new complexity. So very, very difficult rhythms, a lot of timbres and sounds that he's getting out of the instrument that you don't normally associate with the instrument. So take that idea and now apply that to the soprano saxophone, which is a solo instrument that he's writing for here, and add an electronic tapestry, because this is for solo instrument, in this case soprano saxophone, and a prefixed tape part. So it's kind of a division in the show today. The first half was all live manipulation of electronics, and the second half of the program featured pieces for solo instrument with preset tape parts. The piece in this case is called G-Waves, and I think it's a wonderful piece. It's an incredible performance. What we have for you on the program today is the live performance from a festival in Mallorca, and this is Beatriz Tirado, an incredible saxophonist. This is a wild piece. So here we go. This is G-Waves by Mateo Malondra Flaquer, performed wonderfully by Beatriz Tirado.
Thank you.
That's music by composer Matteo Malondra Flaquer, rounding off a whole program of electroacoustic music by Catalonian composers, all performed as part of a concert in New York as part of the Electroacoustic Festival. And we're going to have some more music from the Electroacoustic Festival in New York on Relevant Tones coming up in a few programs from now. So stay tuned for that. And that features a really wide range of genres. Today's program featuring Catalonian composers, well, I think, as I said before, they tend to be very, very experimental. As we heard, really interested in pushing boundaries, these new soundscapes. Definitely heard that in that piece, G-Waves, by Matteo Malondra Flaquer. And I'm curious how he structured that piece. I mean, there's definitely a clear organizational principle at work. There are definitely different sections of the piece, but it's not a standard kind of ABA form by any means. Very, very interesting writing for the soprano saxophone. And what we heard on the program here today was a live performance as part of a festival in Mallorca by Beatriz Tirado. What an incredible performance. That piece would require so much stamina on the part of the saxophonist. Absolutely incredible music there by Mallorca composer Matteo Malondra Flaquer. All of the composers on the program today were featured on a concert in New York as part of the Electroacoustic Festival. So it was a joy to be able to play their music. And we at Relevant Tones covered that festival in its entirety. So we will return to it with a lot of different kinds of pieces featuring electronics in upcoming episodes.